Begin with prayer.
那我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
For the privilege to spend time with your people.
谢谢你，我们有这种特权，我们可以跟你的百子民在一起。
Teach us this morning as we study your word.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你来教导我们。
Help us to join in worship later this morning.
帮助我们后边敬拜的时候。
That we will sense your spirit among us.
我们会感到你的同在。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
阿门。
阿门。We're looking at focusing primarily on the prophets.
我们前面几个主要在看先知们。
Old Testament prophets and what they say about a holy life.
就是旧约的先知们，他们对于圣洁生活是如何讲述的
？About 10 years ago or so.
大概十年或更久之前。
Someone asked me to write a little book on what it means to live a holy life.
那有人就让我写一本小书，就是来写，就是关于圣洁生活是怎么样的。
And what they asked me to do was to trace all the way through Scripture.
他们让我
what the different themes were.
他们就是让我把整个经文贯穿一下，看到就是关于圣洁有不同的主题。
And most of the project I enjoyed.
我基本上喜欢的那种或者享受的写作项目就是。
The one part of the book that I did not enjoy writing was the section on the prophets.
但是呢，关于要是写这个先知书的话，我要研究这一部分，我就不是特别的享受。
Not the prophets' fault.
这并不是先知的错误。
But because it reminded me of.One danger in our understanding of what it means to be a holy person.
就是因为他就提醒我，就是在我们理解圣洁的人是怎么样的时候，我们所面临的一种危险。
And when I started working on this section of the little book,
当我就是写那本小书，就写到这个部分的时候
，I kept remembering when I was a child.
我就不断的就是回想起当我是小孩子的时候
，preachers who would stand up and shout.
然后那个讲员就会站起来，
you need to do this,
声音很大。
You need to do this, you need to do this.
然后那个声音就，牧师就声音很大的说，你要做这个那个。
And then you will be a holy person.
这样你就成为一个圣洁的人，你就是一个圣洁的人。
And I came to think,
我就好像就觉得说
，And I heard that many people around me came to think.
我也听到我周围的人就是想说
，That being a holy person is a matter of a list of things you do and things you don't do.
成为一个圣洁的人，就是你遵守一系列，就是你要做的事情，跟一系列我不做的事情，就是一堆规则了。
And then I was in high school, and they assigned us to read Benjamin Franklin's autobiography.
然后在高中的时候呢，我们其中有一个作业就是要去读那个富兰克林的自传，他的传记。
I don't think anyone ever identified Benjamin Franklin as a holy person.
我想没有任何人就是认为说这个富兰克林是一个圣洁的人。
But when he was fairly young,
但是当他挺年轻的时候呢
，Franklin made a list of 12 virtues that he felt he lacked and wanted to develop.
但是在他年轻的时候呢，富兰克林觉得他列出来12项品德，他觉得是他缺少的，他想在这方面来发展培养自己有这些品德。
He wanted to be more patient.
他想要更有耐心。
He wanted to have more self-control.
他想要更有自制力。
He wanted to be more humble.
他想要更谦卑。
A list of good things.
都是这一堆清单呢，都是挺好的事情。
And Franklin went about very systematically developing those 12 virtues.
他就很系统的来培养发展他这十二项品德美德。
He made a calendar.
然后他弄了一个那个日程表。
Been too long since I read this, so I don't know the order.
因为那个时间太久了，我记不清他这个顺序是怎么样。
But January, for instance,
比如说一月份的时候，他会说
was devoted to developing the virtue of humility.
一月份，他专注在 发展自己这个谦卑的谦虚的品德。
And every year, for decades, he followed this.
他这样子根据这个日程表，他这样跟了几十年。
The month of January, he would work very hard to be more humble.
在一月份，他就很专注于让自己更谦卑。
He might not have much self-control that month.
但是一月份他可能不太他的自制力不是很好。
But he was humble.
但是他是谦卑的。
And then we came to February, and he would work on self-control.
然后到了二月份的时候呢，他又专注于这个自制。
And in February, he became very proud of his self-control.
但是呢，在二月份他可能很骄傲，但是他这时候自制力比较强。
And I remember reading that and thinking.
我记得我当时读的时候，我就在想
This is what I don't like about so much preaching and teaching about a Christian life.
我就想说，哎呀，这就是为什么我不喜欢去学，就是去讲关于这个基督徒生活的原因。
We don't put it on a calendar.
我们不把这个基督徒生活放在一个日历上。
But we come up with a list of things that we ought to do if we are going to be like Jesus.
但是呢，因为我们就会说，如果你要像耶稣，那你就有一堆的清单你要去做。
And then we spend our life trying to, you know, fix those areas.
然后我们这一生呢，就想要去把这一方面呢都给弄好、整理好、修理好。
And so as I worked on that project,
所以当我在那儿写那本书的时候呢
years ago,
这是十年之前的事。
I really struggled with that.
就是那个方面，我真的是写的时候，我是挺挣扎的。
Am I putting into this book what I heard all those years ago?
我在书里边是不是在描述，在写就是我很多年前所听到的这些东西
？And then I came to the scripture that we looked at last week.
然后呢，我就到了我们上个星期所看的那些经文。
When Ezekiel says,
当以西结书说。
God says to Ezekiel,
就是神对以西结说
I will give them one heart,
我会给他们一颗新心
a new spirit I will put within them,
将心灵放在你们里边
And here is the result of that new spirit,
那个新的灵它的带来的结果是什么呢
They will walk in my statutes,
他们就会谨守遵行我的律例
They will keep my law.
顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
But do you hear the order?
你看到这个顺序了吗
？What comes first?
首先的是什么呢？第一位的是什么呢
？New heart, the new spirit.
是一个新心，一个心灵。
And the result of that will be.
那这个结果就是
a new way of living.
就是一个新的生活方式。
And here's what I feel the prophets have to say to us. It's very important.
我就觉得先知们想要对我们其实说的是这样的，这个很重要。
If we have the right kind of heart,
如果我们的心是正的，心是对的
，it's going to change our outward behavior.
会改变我们外在的行为。
Now, is it possible to have at least some of the outward behavior without having a changed heart?
有没有可能，起码你有些外在的行为，但是呢，内心是没有改变的？有没有这种可能性呢
？Absolutely.
肯定的。
An atheist can treat you well.
那个一个无神论者也可以对你很好啊，对不对
？An unbeliever,
一个不信主的人
may be honest.
也可能是一个不信主的也是诚实的人
so it is possible to do the right outward action
所以有可能就是你有外在的正确的对的行为
without a new heart
却没有一个新的心
but I've become convinced that it is not possible to have a new heart
但是我就确信这样是不可能的你有一颗新心
without it changing our outward actions
但是你有一颗新心但是你的外在行为却没有改变这样是不可能的
Jesus says out of the heart the mouth speaks
耶稣说人心里所存的就从口里发出来
I won't be able I can't claim that my heart has been changed
如果这样子的话如果我这样的行为我就不能声称说我的心是改变的
if my actions don't change
如果我的行为没有改变，我不能就说我的行
Now,
我的心改变。
Where do the prophets fit into this?
那现在那个先知是他是融入在哪一部分的，属于哪一部分？
Partly is this.
部分原因是。
And I'm not an artist, and I've been trying to figure out how to show this.
我不是画家，所以我一直在想怎么跟你们来
呈现。After I tell you what I want to draw, one of you can show it to me, and then next time I'll be able to do it right.
然后我可以先告诉你们我想画的是什么，然后有人可以帮我画出来。
But I'm saying that our heart has to change first.
首先是我们的心要被改变。
And I'm saying after that happens, our actions will change.
在我们的心改变之后呢，我们的行为就会改变。
And I don't know how to draw actions.
那我没办法来画这个行为。
But here's what the prophets do.
但是先知所做的是。
When our heart changes,
当我们的心改变的时候，
do we automatically know what the new action should be?
我们是不是就自然而然的知道我们的行为应该是怎么样的呢？不是的，大家都摇头。
When our heart changes, do we automatically know what our actions are going to be? No.
大家都认为不是的，不是说我们的心改变了，我们的心。我看有人。
And I think the answer is this.
我觉得答案是。
Because of the fall.
因为人的这个堕落。
Because our minds have been twisted by the fall.
因为我们的心思，我们的意念。
There is a separation here.
因为已经被我们的这个。被这个堕落所扭曲了，所以在心和行为之间呢，中间是有一个鸿沟的。所以呢，这个
That's going to help us to put this new heart into action.
所以在我们这个心和，因为我们的堕落，所以我们的心思意念的思想上是有一个扭曲，那就造成了心和行为之间的这样的一个鸿沟。那圣经就是把这两个鸿沟之间给架起来的一道桥梁。
I was talking to a believer recently.
我最近跟一个信主的人讲话。
And I genuinely have absolute confidence that their heart has been changed.
我真的是很确信，他们的心真的是已经被改变了。
They were describing to me a situation.
他们向我描述一个情况。
In this case, it's a situation with government rule laws.
这个情况我们所讨论的就是政府的一些规则条例。
And they told me how they fixed it.
然后他们就告诉我们他们是如何来修理来
处理。They fixed it by sitting in the office of the government official they were having to deal with.
然后
他们
怎么来解决这个问题呢？他们就是去他们必须要面对的这个政府的官员，他们跟他们去他们办公室。
And telling them a blatant lie.
然后呢，就告诉他们一个很，就是一个谎话，就是一个很明直接的一个谎话。
Not even to the point where I could say, well, maybe you know they were kind of shading the truth a little bit. No, they just flat out what they told the guy was completely dishonest.
他们甚至不是说好像有点那个有点一半谎话一半真实的，而且他们告诉对方的这政府就是一个公然的一个明显的一个谎话谎言。
And as they talked, I realized.
当他们在这样讲的时候，我就意识到。
Changed
heart. Yes. 那个 Richard 说，他们这个人有一个改变的心吗？我觉得问题在于说，他说他们是不是真的有一个改变的心？那麦博士说是的，他那么问题就在于在那个鸿沟。
Because,
因为呢
they know I'm a pastor.
他们知道我是牧师。
And they had absolutely no hesitation about telling me their solution to the problem.
他们一点都不，好像有点不好意思或者犹豫不决，告诉我说他们觉得这个问题应该怎么来解决。他们
And so I said to them.
所以我就对他们说
，You're a believer.
我说你们。是相信是基督徒是信主的人
，Yeah，
他说是啊。
Does it not bother you at all that what you are doing is dishonest？
那有没有让你觉得，因为你做了这个是不诚实的，有没有让你觉得心里不安呢
？No， I don't think they'll catch me。
没有啊，我觉得他们也抓不到我，发现不了。
That's not the issue.
我说问题不是这个问题，不是你是不是被抓到。
Does it bother you to sit and tell a government official something that you know is not true?
就是你做，你告诉一个政府官员，你告诉他一些事情，你心里知道明明这个是不真实的，不是这样的，这样的会不会让你心里不安，搅扰你呢？
They said,
no.
No?
没有啊。
In my country,
在我的国家，
we have to do that all the time.
我们都是这样做的。
And I realized,
这个时候我就意识到，
that because of how they had grown up,
因为他们是如何成长的，他们的成长环境。
Surrounded by a culture of dishonesty.
因为他们周围环绕他们的就是一个不诚实的一个文化，一个思潮。
This did not necessarily immediately translate to new action.
所以因为那个风气就大家都不诚实嘛，都是撒谎，所以呢，他的这个心虽然改变，但是他不能马上的反映在他的行为上。
That's where the prophets come in.
在这个时候呢，其实那个就是先知，就好像在这个鸿沟之间架起来的桥梁。
Say to us,
先知们就是对我们说，
Once your heart has been changed,
一旦你的心被改变了，
This is how you are going to live.
你就要这样的，你就这就是你的生活方式。
Now, once we have come to this,
一旦我们到了这个圣经，这个先知，这个中间的这个鸿沟的时候，
if we now say yes, I know what the prophets say, but I'm not going to do it.
如果我们现在说，哦，我知道先知说什么，但是我不要照着去做。
Now that becomes evidence that there is a problem of a.
那这个时候就是说你的心是有问题的一个证据。
Supposedly, we have a heart change, and we do like some of the pastors, like a lot of people, comes to mind one of my favorite apologists, Ravi Zacharias, and they fall into sin or they step off, you know, they step off the cliff somewhere. They've had a change of heart pretty much all their lives. Now, a question I have, it may be tough to answer.
就是说，他说如果他是有一个改变的心，但是呢，好像他们的心是改变了，但是在中间他们有什么地方他们掉到了这个悬崖，掉下悬崖。他讲到一个我们上次提到的那个过世的大家都知道的那个呼叫学家。
Sorry, I'll keep that in mind. Yeah. So the question I really have, and I don't know if you have the answer, but so they've had a change of heart, they've demonstrated it, but then somehow, did they lose that heart that they had, or did they still have it, but just ignore it, or do we know the answer to that? How do they step off that cliff?
我们不知道他们的行为，比如就是上次讲到一个，他死后才发现他的行为跟他的这个，就是让大家跌破眼镜的这样的一个丑闻。那就是说，是他有一个改变的心，他失去了，还是他怎么他的行为掉下去，还是说这是一个很难回答的问题？
I think that's a question far bigger than we can cover in this class, and probably a question that we will all agree on.
这个问题可能是我们这个课堂上没有太大的一个问题，没有办法来覆盖，然后也可能是每个人对这个问题的看法可能也会不同。
I will simply say two things.
我简单就讲两点。
One is Joel.
约珥。
Says to people.
约珥对说。
Who would probably have claimed something like what you described.
可能就像你刚才所描述，白弟兄所描述的。
Well, at some point what did you say? Fell off the cliff.
比如说他们就说，哎呀，他是掉到悬崖下边了，就掉了。
And Joel's answer is this.
约珥的回答是这样的。
Yet even now, declares the Lord.
耶和华虽然如此。
Return to me with all your heart.
一心归向我。
With fasting, with weeping, with mourning.
你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀、一心
归向我。Rend your hearts, not just your garments.
你们要撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服。
So the prophet Joel says to this person.
所以约珥就会对这个人说。
Come back to me with your heart.
让你的心归向我。
Repent with
悔改，哭泣，悔改。
And then here is the promise.
这里的应许就是
He is gracious and merciful.
因为他有恩典，有怜悯。
Slow to anger.
不轻易发怒。
Abounding in steadfast love.
有丰盛的慈爱。
He relents over disaster.
并且后悔不降所说的灾。
And so Joel says.
所以约珥说。
to this person.
对，这样刚才白弟兄所描述的这样，那你就回转归向我，你悔改。神是会怜悯会饶恕的神。
Now, Jesus also speaks to that, and this is a scripture we looked at last time.
耶稣也是讲到这一点，那是我们上周所看到的。
If I do not do what Joel said,
但如果我不去做约珥所描述的这些，
if there is not repentance,
如果没有悔改，
Jesus says,
耶稣说，
on that day many will say,Lord, Lord, look at what we did.
必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道。
And I will declare to them,
然后奉你的名赶鬼行许多事。
Depart from me,
我就
you workers of lawlessness.
明明的告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Their actions have become evidence.
这个时候，他们的行为就成为证据。
That their heart did not know God.
成为他们的一个。他们的心并不认识神的一个确证。
Now, beyond that,
超过这一点，
when you come to any specific example,
你带到一个很具体的例子的时候，
I simply have to say this.
我就只能简单的说，
I have to leave it to God's judgment.
我必须把这个放在让神来审判，让神来判断。
But I will still say, and I hope this doesn't sound unloving.
我仍然要说，虽然不是说听起来好像没有爱心。
But from the prophets,
从先知，
from what Jesus says in Matthew,
从先知所讲的，从耶稣在
马太福音讲， my actions do reflect the attitude of my heart.
我的行为会反映我的心的态度。
I think also for me it's inImportant define what the heart is. I think Old Testament, when we talk about the heart, it's the innermost part of our being that governs our life and our behavior, our attitude, and so forth.
Right.
新约里边讲到，新约里边讲到说，我们的心就是其实是掌管我们的行为、我们的态度和我们的心，是一切都是从心发出来的。
And then by the time we come to Gentile Christianity in Romans 12.We are called to renew our minds. So the center of Greek culture and Western civilization, the center, the governing part of life becomes the mind.
Okay.
So my struggle is, as a Chinese, I'm more Old Testament governed by the heart. The heart is the center because in Mandarin,Somebody who is evil is somebody with a black heart. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm exposed to Western education, so my mind also governs my thing.
Okay.
So in my context then, both my heart needs to renew and my mind needs to be renewed.
Okay.
For change.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, 他的意思大概是说，大概是说，就是说，在西方的文明里边，他们比较讲究这个思想的更新，西方文明或者这个，但是在中国的这个文化里面讲究这个心，就是心代表我们的一切，就是我们整个人。比如说，你说这个人不好，就是黑心呐。所以他就说，在东西方文化里都讲到，一个是心的改变，一个是讲到思，因为罗马书十二章那个讲到说，你们要心思意念，心意更新。所以呢，这样子的，大概是这个意思。
I would say that distinction.
他说的you mean mind and heart distinction. 你刚才这个麻烦所讲到的这个好像头脑跟心的这样子一个区别。
What you're defining as a Chinese way of thinking would be much closer to the biblical way of thinking, all the way through Old and New Testament.
就是说。他说讲的就是中国的这个认为一切都由心发出来，就是心是这个中心。他说其实跟这个希伯来文化这个圣经的观点基本上是一致的。
Because one of the great failures, I think, of modern thinking.
我觉得现代的一个思潮的一个思文化思想的一个失败之处就在于
has been to think that we can fix people.
就以为说我们可以把人给弄好，可以整理，
by fixing their minds.
就是好像我们把人的思想给整理好了，给人的人就整好了。就是、
Romans would say
罗马书说的是，其实是
you must fix the heart.
罗马书说你首先要把我们的心给弄好，把我们
的心给弄好。 Then, yes, Paul presents Romans 12.
But actually, the Chinese Romans 12, they do have heart, the translation.
Interesting, okay.
但是我说，因为他说到那个罗马书十二章说你们要心意更新而变化，因为中文的翻译里面是有心的，不是光是头脑这样。
Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're saying it says heart?
They do have both.
Both.
Yeah.
Okay.
我说这个中文说的是只要心意更新而变化，因为这个英文的好像只是说是头脑思想，但中文实际上是包括心思，包括心，也包括你的头脑。
But Melvin has pointed to the core of this.
但是那个 Melvin 弟兄讲到了这个核心。
And that it is the control center, the place that controls everything from our life.
就是，它是我们的中心，就是我们的控制中心。我们一切的一切都是从中心里发出来的。
Am I saying that right?
Okay.
Where the control comes from?
就是心是控制我们的一切的。
And yes, the Hebrews would have emphasized used heart as the representative of that.
就是希伯来那个文化里边呢，那个文里边是用心来代表我们这个控制中心。
Greeks would have tended to use mind to represent that.
哦，但是希腊人呢，希腊的文化里边却喜欢用这个头脑思想来代表这个整个的控制中心。
But whichever term you use,
所以不管你用的是什么样的一个词语
，the prophets are saying,
先知们所说的就是
it has to start.From within.
要从里面开始。白弟兄给了一个耶利米书第十七章第十节和罗马书第十章十节都讲到这个人一切都从心开始。
You read some of the worst excesses in modern history.
你就是读到现代历史上这种最糟糕的这种好像这种 不好的东西，这盈余的罪恶。
The...
就是历史上这个现代历史上最糟糕的这些现象。
The、Germans who supported Hitler.
比如说，当时这个百姓呢是支持希特勒的。
The French Revolution.
法国大革命。
I think this is true. I am hesitant to say that in here, but I think it's true around Mao.
我觉得在这个文革的时候，那个中国这个。
It's true in Cambodia.
在柬埔寨。
That it was not those who were ignorant and did not know.
不是那些无知的不知道。
It was often highly educated people.
而那些受过很好教育、很高教育的人。
Who turned to evil.
他们当他们转向邪恶的时候。
In other words, the problem was not simply, well, we haven't educated people.
这个问题不是说哦，我们没有给人受足够的教化，没有给他们足够的教育。
The heart has not been changed.
而是因为他们的心没有被改变。
So what the prophets, it seems to me, do for us in our world.
所以呢，对我们现在的世界，那先知。对我们所讲的是什么呢
？Is to say，
就是告诉我们。
Number one, yes. If your actions are wrong, look at the heart.
第一个，如果你的行为是错的，看看你的心。
But then they say，
接着他们说
，If your heart has been changed，
如果你的心真的是已经被改变了。
Here is a, let's say, training manual for how this should look.
那就是好像一个训练手册。你的心被改变了，那你一个被改变的心，你的行为应该是看得像什么样的
？Because we are fallen people living in a fallen world.
因为我们是堕落的人，生活在一个堕落的世界。
And so we do not automatically know.
我们不会就是
how we should live.
我们其实不会就自动的知道我们应该如何来生活。
Now in the areas that we do know, we think everyone ought to know that.
然后在我们所知道的方面，我们说哦，每个人都是这样。
But then in our own lives, there's areas that we don't.
但是在我们个人生活中有一方面我们是不知道
That's why a blind spot is called a blind spot. You can't see it.
所以为什么叫盲点呢？盲点就是你看不见的地方。
God's word becomes a spotlight.
神的这个话语就好像探照灯。
That says,
就对我们照到我们生命中。
This is what has happened in your heart.
就告诉我们说你的心发生了这些。
Now this is what this should look like in your life.
You mean the good change? So,
yes.
就是说你的心呢现在是已经改变了，那你现在你的行为应该就是这样。
And so we looked last week at some of those scriptures that connect those.
所以我们上个星期就看了一些经文，就把这些给联系起来。
Micah chapter 6.
弥迦书第六章。
He has shown you, O man, what is good.
他就第六最出名的六章八节说，他已经指示你何为善。
What does the Lord require?
他向你所要的是什么？
This verse comes in a chapter.
这句话呢，来自于第六章。
Where the prophet has brought God's condemnation.
这个，在这章里面呢。先知来代表神来谴责以色列人。
It's in the structure of almost like a we would say today a lawsuit.
这感觉这个第六章就像一个诉讼一样。
God says,
神说
I'm bringing charges against you.
我就是来指控你们对百姓说以色列百姓。
Listen to the indictment.
你现在听对你的指控啊。
God has an indictment against His people Israel.
神对他的百姓有那个指控，有诉讼。
And then he gives his accusation.
然后呢，这是神指控他们的事。
You've turned against me.
第一个，你们
转。And he says, why?
就是我向你做了什么呢
？What is it that I did that offended you so bad?
我在什么事上使你厌烦
？Verse 4, I brought you out of Egypt.
我曾将你从埃及地领出来。
I haven't seemed so bad.
那不是很，那没不好了、
啊。I redeemed you from slavery. Is that what offends you so much?
我重做奴仆之家救赎你，难道这个就让你不高兴吗
？He goes through their history.
然后呢，神就列出来以色列人的历史。
And he says,
神说
，Which of the good things I've done to you has caused you to turn against me?
你到底是什么？我做了什么事情让你们觉得你们要这样的背叛我呢？要跟我敌对呢？
And they answer,
然后他们说
with really a great kind of sarcasm,
好像这个以色列人的百姓其实带着一种嘲讽的语气说
the answer of the people is this,
这个百姓的回复就是
how shall I come before you, Lord?
就是说那我们该怎么来朝见你呢
Verse 6, shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Does he want more sacrifices?
我来到神面前跪拜献上什么呢岂可献上一岁的公犊为燔祭吗
Verse 7 Would you like thousands of rams
难道就是神你是喜悦千千的公羊
Rivers of oil
万万的油河吗
God says
神说
Israel you've turned against me
以色列呀你现在你背向我
And
转背向我
Okay God what do you want
然后这些百姓就说好吧神呢你想要什么呢
More sacrifices?
想要更多的燔祭吗
You want a bigger offering on Sunday?
你想要一个星期天给我们给你更多的奉献吗
Instead of 10%, would you like 15%? Will that buy you off?
我就给你奉献上10%，是不是这样子你就满意了
？And then they become very sarcastic.
然后他们接着说话就是酸酸的，非常的那个对神那种嘲讽的口气。
And ask God if He wants what the Pagan idols ask.
然后就问神想要的是不是就是周围的这些拜偶像的这些异邦人他们所想要的呢
？Shall I sacrifice my firstborn for my sins?
难道我要因过犯献上自己的长子吗
？You want a human sacrifice? Is that what you're asking for?
神呐、啊，你想要一个人祭吗？这是你要的吗
？And the prophet says this.
然后那个先知就说了。
He's already told you what is good.
世人呐、啊，以色列人呐、啊，耶和华已指示你何为善。
And what the Lord requires.
他已经向你指示他要的是什么。
What is it?
这神要的是什么呢
？Justice.
只要你行公义，无非是你要行公义，好怜悯。
To walk humbly with your God.
存谦卑的心与你的神同行。
Their problem was.
这些以色列人的问题是。
The heart.
他们的问题在于他们的心。
The heart was wrong.
他们的心是不对的。
And the prophet says, "Here's how we know the heart is wrong."
那先知说，我们怎么知道这些以色列人的心是不对的呢
？By your sinful actions.
看从你们有罪的行为就反映了你们的心是不对的。
So that's one of the ways we can read the prophets.
所以这是一种我们来读先知书的一个方式，一个方向。
If my life does not match the law, the God's word,
如果我的生活跟神的话语是不相称的话，
If I am not doing justice, loving mercy, and walking humbly with God,
如果我不是行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心和神同行，
the prophet says it starts because my heart is wrong.
先知说这是因为你的心呢是有问题的。
But the second thing I've come to believe about the prophets is if my heart has been transformed.
第二点，我就是想从先知里我看到，如果我的心已经被改变、被改变了。
Then the prophets become one way in which I can learn how that should look in my daily life.
那先知那书呢，就帮助我能够学习到说，那我改变的心在日常的生活中应该看的是怎么样的行为，怎么样的。
Let's see a couple of examples.
我们来看几个例子。
Go let's look at Leviticus.
让我们来看利未记。
You shall not oppress your neighbor or rob him.
利未记第十九章就是
The wages of a hired worker shall not remain with you all night until the morning.
哦，就是不可欺压你的邻舍，也不可抢夺他的物。雇工人的工价不可在你那里留过夜，留到早晨。
In the ancient world,
在古时候
American Express does not yet exist.
那时候还没有那个美国的这个信用卡。
And Visa is not accepted.
那个叫什么万事达那个 Visa 那个卡也没有，信用卡也没有。
What a worker earned today.
那个工人当天的工价。
Paid for their food for tomorrow.
他们当天挣了钱了，就让他们第二天可以去买食物，买吃的。
And so the law makes this very simple.
所以这个律法就让这个很简单。
As an employer,
你作为雇主
I do not have the right
我没有这个权利
to say, you work today.
说哦，你今天工作了。
Now, I'm not going to pay you for a while because I want to hold on to this money.
我这一阵子先不付你钱，因为我这个钱我先留着。
Come back tomorrow.
明天你再来取你的工钱。
Don't oppress your workers.
就说不能欺压你的。
What does the Lord require?
神要
justice.
神要求的是什么？就是你行公义。
They work, you pay them, so they have food for tomorrow.
他们为你做工了，那你就要就是付他们工钱，然后第二天他们就有钱买食物。
Now, obviously, the application of that looks different in our world.
当然，这个应用在我们现今的世界看的是不同的。
How many of you, your boss pays you at the end of every day for that day's work?
那多少人是你老板每天给你发工钱呢？
They're all violating Leviticus 19. Go ahead and talk to them about it.
你这样说是不是他们都已经违背了利未记十九章呢？可以。
And then we'll have a whole class of unemployed people next week.
这样的话，大家可能下星期都没有工作了。
How that looks is different.
那现在的如何来实行，在我们现在生活中是跟那时候是有不同的。
But
但是呢
，if you are an employer.
但如果你是今天的一个雇主，老板。
What that means is this.
对你来讲就意味着。
If your heart has been changed.
如果你的心被改变了。
You will care about treating your employees with justice and mercy.
你就是会在意说用公义和怜悯来对待你的雇员。
You will not be trying to squeeze every drop of work from them.
你就不会说。就是好像压榨你的那个员工，让他们那用尽最后一
providing for their needs，
但是却同时呢没有去提供他们所需的。
Because
因为
he has shown you what is good，
因为呢神已经向你显示了，神要向你显示何为善所要的是什么，行公义、好怜悯、存谦虚的心。
Walk humbly。
存谦卑的心和你的神。
So the prophets give us. This picture of.
所以先知向我们描述了一个图片。
Here is how a transformed heart will look in daily life.
就是一个更新改变的心在日常的生活中看的是什么样的。
We see this in the New Testament.
我们也在新约里看到这一点。
James is probably the epistle that is closest to the Old Testament prophets.
雅各书是跟旧约的先知书是很像的，就是最像的一本书了。
And over and over in James.
在雅各书里，他不断的提到说。
James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章说。
Verse 22.
二十二节。
Be doers of the word and not hearers only.
你们要行道，不要单单听道。
Deceiving yourself.
就是自己欺哄自己。
If I hear it and I don't do it.
如果我听到了，但是却不去做。
Says I'm deceiving myself.
其实我在自己欺骗自己。
Says I'm like a person who looks in a mirror.
就像一个人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。
And goes away and forgets what I.
看见走后，随即忘记他的相貌如何。
I look in the mirror and I see this huge smudge.
我看到我脸上有个大有一大块这个脏的。
But then I walk away and I forget about it and I don't change it.
然后我就走开了，我就忘脸上有一块那个脏东西，然后就忘掉这一点。
Because when I look into God's word.
说当我们就是去看神的话语，造神的话语的时候，
I have to apply it.
我必须要把它应用在我的生活中。
He shows what that will look like, verse 27.
所以他就向我们展示这个看起来像什么？第二十七节。
Pure religion.
他说一个，清洁没有玷污的虔诚这样的一个信仰。
Religion that is undefiled before God the Father is this.
他说。这个在神面前就是没有玷污的一个宗教，一个虔诚，一个信仰，就是。
Dressing up and coming to church on Sunday.
就是星期天穿戴整齐来教会。
Being generous to the church.
对教会很慷慨，很大方。
Keeping the rules.
遵守一切的规则。
And going to lots of church activities.
然后参加很多的教会活动，是这样吗？这个清洁没有玷污的虔诚是这样的吗？
No, that was the first draft and then he stretched all that out and replaced it with.
那是第一个草稿，你把它划掉，不是这样的，应该是。
Visit orphans and widows in their affliction.
清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
Keep oneself unstained from the world.
就是并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
I love the example in the second century.
我很喜欢第二世纪的这个例子，这个。
One of the Roman emperors trying to stamp out Christianity.
那有一个罗马皇帝，他就想要把这个基督教。
And he's trying to bring a revival of the Roman civil religion.
他想要恢复这个罗马的原来的这个宗教，然后他就想把这个基督教从这个国家给赶尽杀绝。
And he's very frustrated.
但是呢，他就很懊恼。
And he writes in a letter and he says something like this.
他在他的信里边这么写的说。
Those Galileans.
这些加利利人呐、
啊。
他那个基督徒称为加利利人。
They go around feeding all the orphans.
他们就是到处去走来走去的去喂养这些孤儿。
Helping all the poor people.
帮助这些贫穷的人。
And so everyone loves them.
所以大家都很喜欢他们。
And our priests stay in the temple.
但是我们的祭司去待在这个庙里面，待在那。
Asking the poor to bring them offerings so they can get richer, and everyone hates us.
然后呢，让这些穷人呢都给他们献祭，带来祭物，然后大家都很恨他们。
He had seen firsthand.
他就是有第一手的资料看到说。
The book of James in practice.
看到了这个雅各书的实际在生活中的实际应用。
Rodney Stark, a sociologist.
是有一个社会学家叫
Rodney. Wrote a wonderful history of the early church.
写到一个关于早期教会的历史。
And when he started this project, he was not a believer.
当他开始这个写作的时候呢，他还不是一个信主的人。
But he was studying.
但是他在研究。
How is it?
为什么如
that a unknown religion
就是一个不经名不见经传的一个宗教
，started by someone who is killed as a criminal，
就是被像罪犯那样被处决的一个人，他是他们的那个奠基者。
By the end of the first century，
到第一世纪结束的时候
，70 years，
只过了七十年
has spread all the way through the Roman Empire.
已经扩展到整个罗马帝国。
Without any political power.
没有任何的政治上的
权力。Without any economic power.
也没有任何经济上的力量。
How does this happen?
那这是如何发生的呢？
And so he began to study it as a sociologist.
所以他是作为一个社会学家来研究这个主题。
By the end of the project.
当他这个写作的这个项目他做完的时候
Rodney Stark became a believer and is a very committed Christian.
然后呢他就成为基督徒而且是一个很委身的基督徒。
No. And here's what he found and here's what won him.
然后到底他发现了什么又有什么让他能够信主让这个就是这个信仰赢得了他的心呢
He said,
他说
what led to the spread of Christianity?
到底是什么导致这个基督信仰的这样传播呢
？Was not that Christians managed to gain political power and social influence？
不是基督徒，他们就获得了这个政治上的权利，或者在社会上的影响力。
What led to the spread of Christianity in the first two centuries？
在公元头两百年，这个基督信仰的这样子能够传播的原因就在于
，Was that they fed the poor？
是因为他们喂养穷人。
They rescued babies that had been thrown out.
那个，这个他们就把那些小孩这个弃婴嘛，他们基督徒就去抢救这些弃婴。
They took care of people who were hurting.
他们去照顾那些受伤害的人。
In times of plague and disease.
在这个瘟疫和疾病横行的时期。
When even doctors would flee the city,
即使是那个医生都逃离这个城市
it was Christians who would go in and care for the dying.
是基督徒就进到那个瘟疫的地方就去照顾那些快要垂死的人
at the risk of their own lives.
是冒着生命危险他们自己的生命危险
And Rodney Stark said,
然后这位社会学家就说
That is why Christianity conquered the Roman Empire.
那就是为什么基督信仰它征服了罗马帝国
After he became a believer,
在他信主之后呢
he realized,
他意识到
they were just following James.
他们只是在跟随雅各书的教导
Which from the beginning is what James said we are supposed to do.
那就是雅各书说我们就是要这样做的。
A holy heart,
一个圣洁的心
will change how we live our daily life.
会改变我们如何来过每日的生活，改变我们每日的生活。
James talks about our life of compassion.
雅各谈到一个怜悯的心。
Talks about partiality.
讲到这个不偏待人。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Talks about the church when the wealthy and the powerful come in.
讲到说教会里面如果有这个有钱的人或者是有地位的人来的时候。
I'm sorry you came in just now because this is a bad time.
刚进来，你进来那个。
Because we say to the wealthy and the influential.
我们对这个有影响力的、有钱的人说：“哎呀，请你来坐在这好位上。”
And to the poor person.
对穷人说：“你。”
Robert, you sit over there.
你坐在那边，坐在那个下边，站在那里。
And he says,
雅各就说
And listen to how bluntly he puts this.
你看这个雅各说了多直接了当
We consider that to be
我们以为是
smart psychology.
就是、觉得这是一个很聪明的一个心理上的一个做法
This influential person
说你看这个很有影响力的人
This politician
这个政治人物
He can do something for us.
哎，他可以为我们做些事情。
Let's bring him and put him in a place of honor.
所以让我们把他带进来，把他放在一个受尊重的位置上，一个好位上。
This person here, he kind of smells bad.
然后这个人好像我们身上都有味道。
Looks bad on us.
然后呢，如果这个人也进来，好像让我们看着不太起眼，就让他坐在一个那个边上吧。
We consider that to be.Smart.
我们觉得，哎，我们这样做是聪明的。
I sat down with a person who's kind of a church growth guru.
我有一次跟一个人，好像就是跟一个人，好像他是讲教会增长的。
He does seminars on building leaders.
讲好像教会增长的这种好像是大师似的这样一个人叫，他说 就是说好像是一个领教会增长的一个领袖一个大师，然后他又讲。
And we had a mutual friend who invited me to lunch with him.
因为我们两个认识一个共同的朋友，所以就安排我跟他一起吃饭，吃午餐。
And I said, how should a trip go about if you're small and you're just getting started? How do you win the community?
就是我说，如果教会很小，刚开始，那我们如何来赢得这个社区呢？
And he said the first thing to do.
他说第一个要做的事儿
is to win.The quarterback.
就是先把那个地区啊，那个打那个四分卫，打足球队的四分卫，让他。
What do you mean?
我说什么意思
？He said, in a high school.
说在高中。
If you get the quarterback of the football team.
如果你要是能够。
In your club, then everyone else wants to join.
如果你在你的那个俱乐部啊，你让那个足球队的那个四分卫呢？进到你的俱乐部，成为你的俱乐部成员，那大家就都想加入这个俱乐部。
And then he said,
然后他接着说
，But don't waste your time in those early days.
但是不要在你的早期浪费时间在。
On the his term the geeks.
就是。
Who are in the library.
就是说，好像是在那个图书馆那些书童书呆子，不要花时间去浪费在那些人身上。
They're not going to draw anyone.
他们不会吸引任何人。
I say things.
A
couple of days later,
又过两天
our friend who had invited me said,
我的朋友就是让我们跟
Did you get any help from lunch?
我就说哎，你他就问我说你跟那个人一起吃饭有没有得到任何帮助啊
I said, yes, I did. Thank you so much.
我说是我得到了谢谢你
He said, oh good, what did you learn?
他说很好啊你学到什么了
I said, I learned why the modern church is in such trouble.
我就学习到说为什么现在的教会有这么多的麻烦跟问题。
You see, we consider that good technique.
我们认为那是很好的技巧。
But here's what James says about it.
但是雅各是怎么来说的呢
?If you show partiality,
如果你们有这种偏心待人就是以外貌待人。
You are committing sin.
你在犯罪。
And are convicted as transgressors.
就被定为是这个便是犯罪。9. 你们若按外貌待人便是犯罪被律法定为犯法的。
Very much.
这雅各是不是讲得很直截了当太坦白了。
A changed heart.
一个改变的心。
Is going to change our actions.
会改变我们的行为。
He goes on, we've got a quote, he talks about speech.
然后他又接着讲这个言语。
If our heart has been changed,
如果我们的言语，我们的心改变了。
Our speech is going to be different.
那我们的言语也会不同。
Now again, let me say,
我再次强调。
That I think that part of what James does, along with the prophets,
然后雅各所做的其实就一同跟那个先知所做的。
When our heart is changed,
当一个心改变的时候
，Does our tongue automatically know what it should and should not now be saying?
我们的舌头是不是就自动的就知道我们应该说什么，不应该说什么了
？No,
不是的。
You see, some of us have lived.
我们有些人过去了
30, 40, 50 years,
我们大概二十三十四
using our tongue like a lethal weapon
我们用我们的那个舌头好像像一把剑似的
we don't even know it anymore
我们都不知道说
it is who we are
我们就是这样的人那个言语非常犀利
heart is changed
现在你们心改变了
And we read James.
我们就去读到雅各书。
And take it as a map.
就把它好像像一个向导书、一个指南书、一个地图一样。
To say.
就说。
I can't say that anymore.
我不能再那样讲。
I can't treat people this way.
我不能再这样对待人。
Why? Because my heart is different.
因为我的心不同了。
And James says.
雅各说。
My heart is different.
我的心不同了。
How I speak will be different.
那我的如何讲话也会不同。
The problem comes if I say.
这个问题就在于。
My heart is different, but I refuse to allow God's word to change my actions.
如果我说我的心是不同，但是我拒绝让神的话语来改变我的行为的话。
we look at God's word.
我们看神的话语。
To find.
去发现。
How is my new heart now going to look?
我的新心如何现在看起来是怎么样的？
Or my new mind.
或者我的新的这个思想一个心意。
The control center of my life.
就是我的这个人生这个生命的控制中心。
How is it going to be with that?
那如何来把这个新的一个心这样的一个控制中心能够在生活中展现出来呢？
James 5, he gives the same example of, from Leviticus.
第五章给了我们同样的例子，是从那个利未记来的。
Work Christian, who claim to be Christians and they are employers.
就是如果你是称自己是基督徒，你也是个雇主，你也是老板。
He says to them, the wages of the laborers that you kept back for fraud, by fraud are crying out against you.
说工人给你们收割的庄稼，你们亏欠他们的工钱，这工钱有声音呼叫。
Now we're out of time. I wanted to finish.
我们现在时间不够了，我想你们记住。
But instead, I'll just send this to you as homework.
我给大家就相当于家庭作业。
Terrible to get homework at Sunday school, but it is called school, right?
是不是学校得好像有家庭作业很不感觉很不好，但是这是学校逐日学。
Here's what I have found in reading James and the prophets.
当我去读雅各书跟先知书的时候，我发
现 it's very easy for me to see what that looks like in other people's life.
对我很容易看到说这个看起来在别人我旁边人的生活看起来是怎么样的。
I would like to be a wealthy employer of others, but I'm not.
我也希望我是这个就是有雇员的有员工的一个富有的雇主，但是老板。
Stage of life, it doesn't appear I ever will be.
所以我看我这个生命，我也不会成为那个有就是很富有的这个财主或者。
So it is easy for me to see what James says those employers ought to do, but that isn't really my problem.
所以呢，很容易让我看到说哦，那些雇那些老板他们的问题，因为我自己也不是嘛。
And so I wanted to do this week.
所以我想让大家这个星期的作业就是
think about in your setting.
想想在你的这个处境中
whether it's our social setting as primarily Chinese people
就是我们的这个社我们的社交圈子我们的人际圈子大部分我们都是中国人周围
your economic level
或者你的这个就是你的这个学术的你的教育的这个程度
primarily as probably middle class people
大概我们都是那个很多人就是那个属于中产阶级吧
Our educational level,
或者你的就是那个受教育程度。
How does a transformed life look in practical action?
那你一个改变的一个心灵，在一个会在你的生活中看起来像怎么样的呢？
What does that look like?
那实际生活中会怎么表现出来？会是什么样的？
When I go to fill out my taxes,
当我去报税的时候。
What does this look like?
那这个看起来像什么样呢？
Not what can I get by with and avoid an audit.
不是说
A whole different question.
不是说那是一个完全不同的问题啊，就是说我该怎么样能够绕过去，然后我还不会被查到。
But what does a transformed heart?
而是一个更新的心。
Living out James, living out the Old Testament prophets.
就是活出来雅各书，活出来旧约的先知书。
What does that look like?On my tax form.
那在我的这个报税表上会表现出来会什么样
？When I fill out some application.
我也在申请工作。
When I treat my neighbor.
我如何来对待我的邻舍
？How I treat those who have less than I do.
或者如何来对待那些就是说在各方面可能条件经济条件各方面不如我的人
？Someone said to me a while back.
那前一阵有人就对我说
，I'm having to learn that I can't allow the Bible.
我不能允许说让圣经
，and what I believe about the Bible.
或者我所对圣经所相信的
，to influence my politics too much.
不能说影响到我的这个我对政治的观点太多影响我对政治。
And I said that's interesting. Go read James.
我说，哎，你这个想法很有意思啊，你好好去读一下这个雅各。
Because what the prophets say to us is.
因为先
A transformed heart will influence everything.
因为先知说，如果你的这个改变的心会影响你的方方面面。
All right, I went too long today.
我今天讲太久了。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
God, would you help us that we will live lives that show that our hearts have been transformed?
主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们活的生活，我们所过的生活能够显示我们有一颗改变的心。
Don't allow us to be satisfied with just going through religious rituals.
让我们不要就满足于只是说来教会有这些宗教的一些活动。
But that the control center of our life.
而是我们生命的这个控制中心，我们的心会被改变。
And it will be lived out in every area of life.
在我们生活的方方面面都会活出来。
Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.